This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, news bites about WIP and LEM. This week's update will provide short highlights of a recent victory and information about Department of Energy, DOE plans, either to bring more than 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium to New Mexico, or to use the plutonium in a proposed test reactor. These plans are open for public review and comment. And finally, DOE tested the 700C fan at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. First, the victory. On Tuesday, January 26th, the Santa Fe County Board of County Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution requiring a new site-wide environmental impact statement, or SWIS, for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, before any proposed expansion of plutonium pit production there. Plutonium pits are the triggers for nuclear weapons. The last LANL SWIS was completed in 2008. Commissioners Anna Hansen and Anna Hamilton brought the resolution forward. Although public comments were due on Monday, February 1st, about the scope of an upcoming environmental impact statement for DOE's plans to bring 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium to WIP, DOE has extended the comment period to Thursday, February 18th. At the same time, DOE has another plan for the same 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium, which is as fuel for its proposed $3 to $6 billion versatile test reactor, a fast neutron reactor at the Idaho National Laboratory. DOE claims that it needs the test reactor for experimentation, but no support of that claim is found in the draft environmental impact statement. Normally, uranium is used as fuel. DOE wants to use both uranium and plutonium as fuel, which would increase the risk of operating such a reactor. The fuel would be fabricated at either the Idaho National Laboratory or at the Savannah River site. This operation would generate waste, which DOE wants to ship to WIP. Public comments are due to DOE by Tuesday, February 16th. A short sample public comment letter that you can use is available at nuclearactive.org. Finally, over the past weekend, DOE conducted a 4-hour test of the above-ground 700C fan at WIP to determine what amount of radioactive particles would be released. The fan was shut off on February 14, 2014, when one or more drums of plutonium-contaminated waste exploded in the Deep Geologic Disposal Facility. DOE claims that using the fan increases airflow in the underground, but releasing contamination endangers workers on the surface. The $300 million new filter building that would bring uncontaminated airflow is delayed by contractor errors. Test results from the air sampling will be available soon. DOE will host a virtual public meeting to discuss them in about 2 weeks. This has been the CCNS News Update. To download sample public comments for both surplus plutonium proposals, go to nuclearactive.org.